With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Thousands of pro-life Virginians assembled at the state capitol Wednesday for a spirited March for Life. As Anne-Marie Morgan reports, they condemned a proposed state constitutional amendment that would enshrine a right to abortion through 9 months of pregnancy in the Commonwealth.
The measure also eliminates parental consent before a minor's abortion. Lieutenant Governor Winsom Earl Sears said opponents tried but failed to amend it.
And the amendment simply said, if the baby is born alive after an abortion, then the baby is now a patient. The baby is now a patient and deserving of health care. And they voted it down.
Speakers said the key to its defeat is electing pro-life lawmakers in this fall's crucial Virginia elections. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs submits a resolution to remove Judge James Boasberg from office after he blocked President Trump's immigration enforcement efforts.
The chief judge of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia issued an order last month trying to block President Trump from sending five illegal aliens, who are alleged members of Trandaragua, to the CECOT prison in El Salvador. Other members of Congress have since called for Boasberg's impeachment, with Representative Brandon Gill, a Republican from Texas, submitting legislation to that effect. But Biggs submitted a separate resolution and asserted that Congress already has the authority to remove Boasberg without impeaching him. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Trump administration is revoking more student visas. 10 students between the University of Colorado and Colorado State had their F-1 visas removed on Tuesday. It comes after a wave of high-profile arrests of international students who support terror group Hamas. This is SRN News. Idaho has a new pro-life law.
The legislation targets the public schools, requiring that all students be taught about the development of unborn babies in the womb. Supporters of the legislation say that young people who will one day have to confront the issue of abortion should understand just what is at stake. The human growth and development curriculum will include a high-definition ultrasound presentation of an unborn child. North Dakota and Tennessee have similar laws already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Federal judges ruled that Alabama's attorney general cannot prosecute people in groups who help women travel to other states to get abortions. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson sided with an abortion fund and doctors who sued Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall after he suggested they could face prosecution under anti-conspiracy laws. Thompson's ruling declared that such prosecutions would violate both the First Amendment and a person's right to travel. This is SRN News. Well, markets get a boost.
Stocks whipped through another dizzying day ahead of President Donald Trump's unveiling of his latest round of tariffs. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 235 points. It's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.9%. Tesla swung from a sharp loss in the morning to a gain later in the day to help pull the market higher. Trump announced his latest set of higher taxes on imported goods after the market closed. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Starbucks says the most recent lawsuit filed by a California woman claiming she was burned by hot liquid is without merit. Sabrina Hermes claims in her lawsuit that she bought drinks in the drive-thru. Starbucks said it firmly believes the claims are meritless and it looks forward to presenting its case. Starbucks was recently ordered to pay a food delivery driver $50 million after hot drinks spilled on him. More details at SRNnews.com.